From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather outbreak continued on Saturday as tornadoes swept through Oklahoma, flattening homes, downing power lines, and flooding roads. ABC's Melissa Adon is in hard-hit Sulphur.
Oh, power flight tornado right here, right in front of us.
Overnight, a dramatic tornado outbreak across the nation's heartland.
Big tornado on the ground in Sulphur.
The small town of Sulphur hit hard. Reports of injuries, businesses destroyed, power and phone lines down, buildings flattened, debris everywhere. Officials say one person was killed in the nearby town of Holdenville by that same tornado that wrecked parts of Sulphur.
And as search and rescue operations continue, worker Michael Dockery says the conditions are difficult.
One of the big challenges is all the rain that came with the storms. We've got issues with power lines down, the roads are muddy.
There were 35 tornado reports across four states on Saturday, the day after a massive tornado ripped through the Omaha, Nebraska area. Governor Jim Pillen toured the storm damage and praised the early warning system that he said helped prevent deaths.
As your governor, I'm in awe of the extraordinary departments that we have at Douglas County, the city, the state, NEMA, and all of the people working to keep everybody safe.
On-campus pro-Palestinian protests continue at four dozen universities in the U.S. Northeastern University cleared out an encampment after it claimed it had been infiltrated by professional organizers and that anti-Semitic slurs were used. But demonstrator Victoria says,
"We refused to engage in anti-Semitism. We refused to engage in violent hate speech because that was not the policy of our encampment."
There were also protests outside of the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, D.C., where President Biden poked fun at his own age and his likely opponent, Donald Trump. You're listening to ABC News. Former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Tuesday. ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says prosecutors are not disclosing who will be testifying.
They refuse to give the defense a heads up out of fear that Trump is only going to verbally attack witnesses. Testimony is going to resume on Tuesday with a banker who's taking the jury through the granular details about the shell company Michael Cohen set up secretly to pay Stormy Daniels her hush money. Cohen's going to testify, so is Stormy Daniels later in the trial.
Police departments across the country are reporting increases in the ranks after years of attrition.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, two events that led to a historic exodus of police officers, departments are reporting an increase in officers. That's according to a new survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, which found more sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. The shortage of officers meant many departments shifted resources away from investigations and quality of life issues such as noise violations or abandoned vehicles. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Former President Bill Clinton among the speakers at Saturday's funeral for former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator David Pryor. And Hollywood's award season is over, but Morgan Freeman, Meryl Streep, and Reese Witherspoon all on hand in Los Angeles to honor Nicole Kidman, presented with the AFI's Life Achievement Award. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.